was her,
his friend.
Now, before he came over, now, where did he settle? Did he settle in North Carolina, or did he settle in Virginia?
Mm-hmm. And his name was Lord Ike, but he came over here with the new title.
Well, now,
My father was English. And, of course, anybody with a title was just wonderful, you know, and Mama told that up once in a joke or something.
Uh-huh.
Rose, why don't you take that over there and I can put this microphone here.
All right. Here. Don't be doing that. Let's put on this chair.
For your put daughter.
Stephanie. Well, you tell the father. Where
go, go find her and have her fill this up on me.
To bring one of the girls?
Jam?
Jam. Well, she's fixing some soup for a neighbor. Uh-huh. I have a sick neighbor dying with cancer.
Oh, that's
good. And I told her yesterday I'd make her some soup. And, of course, I didn't have any carrots. So they just went up and got the carrots. I want to get the soup going so they can have a full dinner.
Now, this is what we know about the Langfords as far... I have contacted the Langfords. Your grandfather's father's name was Walker Langford.
Mm-hmm.
And he, according to the Indiana Langfords, he was orphaned at a young age and bound out to a carpenter. And we don't know what his father's name was. And if we even knew where he settled, it would help us.
Well, I'll tell you, my mother said that her father went down to Mexico.
Yeah.
And settled down there, and that there was a lot of real estate that could have come to the family.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it was confiscated by the Mexican government or by the church, I don't know. But Mama always felt that we would eventually get it.
Well, that's already been settled.
Let me see if this thing is working.
That was in... I just got through taking my father's family history, and he was telling me exactly where that was. It wasn't in Oaxaca. It was in another little place near Oaxaca. And there was a lot of land there, and they were doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only time they'd been down there where it looked like at last they were going to make some money. And then the revolutionaries drove them out of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the government confiscated the land. But later, quite a few years ago, I think, it seems to me Dad got... I think the children got $50 or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing
compared
to the value of the land. Dad could tell you about it, however, though. Mm-hmm. If you ever go up to Ogden, he could tell you all
about it. I'd like to see him. Why don't you have him come down here someday and meet you folks here, and I'll fix dinner, and we can have a nice visit.
Well, it would be, I'm sure he'd like to do that.
Uncle Fountain used to come up here real often. And Bob and I went down, my husband and I went down and stayed at Antimony.
Yes, and I've seen the tape recorder.
Antimony is down
yes.
the southern
uh-huh.
part. Well, we stayed down there with Uncle Fountain.
He's still down there.
Huh?
He's still down there.
He's not alive.
He's not alive. His wife's down there. We met her when we were down there.
Oh, she's still alive?
And his son, yes, she's still alive. And his son, Honey, I can't remember.
I know there was one boy and two or three
very good-looking fellow.
Well, who are the boys down at Overton?
Bounce there. James Harvey.
Your brother?
No. Clarence and Overton?
I don't know. My brothers, Charlie and Billy Caldwell, they know them.
Now, I want to get all the information you have. Do you know that until I got your letter, I was just so desired to get it because I didn't have anything on Eliza Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me all you know about Eliza Ann?
Well, she was considered about the most beautiful woman in Nevada, and Aunt Susie, her sister who married a gopi.
Fred.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they
got
had two girls. Oh, I'll show them to you.
I'd like to see
Aunt Susie was just so beautiful. She's so beautiful. She, my daughter's also, too. It
mm-hmm.
sort of runs in the family. But Aunt Susie had two girls, and one married quite a wealthy mining man. Her name was Florence. She died of cancer.
Oh, well?
No, Florence Gopi.
Oh.
And she died in Holiday, Utah, several years ago. That's where the Cochran lived. That was my sister, Mary Caroline.
Your sister?
Mm-hmm. And you were sort of mixed up in your letter.
Yes,
Uncle George was a bishop there. That was Carrie's husband.
Carol.
Yeah, and she was named after Grandma. And Florence had a sister, Laura. And she married Uncle George Cox, as we always call him Uncle, he was my brother-in-law. She married his brother, Al. And they had a large family. They lived down at Loma, California.
Do you have any of their descendants? Do you have any of their descendants that
Well, I can tell you where they are. Yes, I have one or two. They have one girl living at Las Vegas, and one girl's living at Caliente, where Laura is buried. She died just a couple of years ago.
Just Caliente reached them?
Uh-huh.
What's the name?
I'll tell you. Her husband's name is Olson. Jerry Olson. Mrs. Jerry Olson will reach her.
What
S-O-N or S-E-N?
S-E-N.
What about that
velvet
special album? That's in the clothes closet in there, darling. There's a picture there. And there's one of Grandma Lightfoot someplace, and I don't know just where it is.
I have a picture of her.
Oh, have you? The suitcase? Little case?
I have several pictures of Mary Carolyn.
Well, who's that? Grandma's Bible.
That's what I, another thing I
oh,
want to
I
know
want
about.
That more than anything in the world. Just look at it mostly. I'm sort of sentimental. Mm-hmm. And I love things like that. But Grandma had this Bible and had everything in it. Now, where's Anna?
Anna's is in Salt Lake, but she hasn't
got the Bible.
No, she hasn't.
Well, there was a distant cousin in Provo. She worked for the city, a county recorder or something. Who would that be? Maybe she wasn't even related, but I think she must have been. But I'm sure that she
Violet.
Would know where the Bible went to. No, Violet was Uncle Ike's girl.
Thelma Vest?
Who?
Thelma Vest is the city recorder right now.
Well, that would be years ago.
Oh, years ago.
Uh-huh. Now, Violet was just simply beautiful. And she was Uncle Ike's girl. And Uncle Ike had Ada. And then a boy who was very brilliant, but he sort of went haywire. I don't know where he is. I heard he went to Alaska. And then there was Clara. And they were all redheaded.
Oh, is that so? I think it's a redhead.
Uncle Ike was as redheaded as this could be. Isn't that funny?
There's a lot of redheaded Ikefords in Indiana.
Are there?
Uh-huh.
Well, Uncle Ike was just a dear person. Mama was so fond of him. In fact, all of her brothers were very fine people. Mama was very proud of her brothers. And then there was Sadie, the girl who lived with Grandma. Mm-hmm. She was ill from a child. And then there was Parthena.
She died.
Mm-hmm.
That one happened to Parthena.
Well, she died before I ever came into existence, I think. And then there was Parthena and Susie. Susie was the one that Grandma, our Mama, liked so much. Of course, they lived together up there at Pioche.
Susan Parthena married Greg Garvey. I haven't now. Who did you
married
say?
Married who?
Garvey.
No, that was, Susan Parthena. Uh-huh. Oh.
Now, let's see. Here's Mary Caroline, Eliza Ann, James Harvey, Thomas Fountain, William Rutherham, Isaac Fielding. What's the name of that girl you mentioned?
Violet and Ada.
Oh, no, this
and
is
Ada's,
their children.
Ada's girl lives in Caliente now. She's quite well-to-do. She married a yokum, so if you look to her.
Oh, wow.
Ada's girl, what's her name? Melba, Marlena, she's a beautiful girl. And there were two children. Ada had two children. And the boy was killed just before the father died. He was a young cattleman. And so they left everything to this girl.
Oh, uh-huh.
Now, Ada was Violet's sister. Don't you get tired of hearing all about all these languages?
I just wish my mind would settle into their proper proportions, and then I'd be all right. Now, what did you say this girl's name was?
Her name's Yoakum.
Yoakum.
Sione Yoakum, Y-O-K-U-M, at Caliente. And I think it's Merlene.
Daughter, she Ike's?
Ada's. And Ada was Ike's daughter. Ada Yoakum.
Was that, now wait, this is
her girl. Ada's girl.
So what would her name be now? Do you know who she married?
Yeah, she married Yoakum. Oh. And Ada was married to Yoakum. See, there was Ike.
Yeah.
And then he had Ada.
Yeah.
And Fala.
Yeah.
And this boy, I don't know, I think it was young Ike. And Clara.
Yes. And I know a
and
boy
this
of this.
And deceased. And then Ada had two children. And one of them is Merlene Yoakum.
Who did she marry?
And she married Archie.
Archie Yoakum?
Uh-huh. Archie Yoakum. He was very
right, now
well
this too. Girl isn't married now?
Yes, she's married.
She married Yoakum?
No, she's married.
Linwood,
I
wonder if
Yoakum
would reach her then.
Well, I imagine it would. And I'll tell you who lives there. She's about 80 years old, and that's Archie's sister, and her name's Susie. But anyway, if you wrote to Merlene Yoakum, care Charlie Culverwell, that's my brother, he would see that she got
oh, care of who?
Charlie Culverwell. He's my brother. They live just 2 or 3 miles out of Caliente.
Okay, now.
Now, here's another. Now, this girl, Laura. Laura was Susie's girl. Now, why don't you put down Susie?
Susie Martina?
Susie. Uh-huh, Susie Martina. And I can't tell you Florence's husband, but anyway, she's
who did
dead.
She? How many children did she have?
She didn't have any. And then there was Laura, and she
Susan
married...
Susan Prothean didn't have any?
Yeah, she had two girls.
Now, what are they?
Florence and Laura. And Laura married Alma J. Cox.
Alma?
C-O-X, uh-huh. And they lived down at Loma.
Loma?
Uh-huh.
California?
Mm-hmm. And she died about 2 years ago. And he lives down there, and this is his daughter, the one that lives in Caliente, the Olson. That's one of his daughters. And then there's a girl that lives at Las Vegas. It's just awfully nice. What's the girl's name at Las Vegas, Jim? Agnes is her first name. Now, if you write to him, he loves to write letters. Al Cox. 1887 Lomita Drive.
1887 Lomita.
West Lomita, California.
Who is he?
Well, he is Laura Cox's husband. And he's the father of this Mrs. Olson at Caliente. And this Agnes, she's an awful nice gal. I called her up last summer. What her name is.
Now, who did Susan Parthena marry? Cox?
Susan Parthena married Fred Godby.
Oh, these are all Godby's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was his parents? Do you know?
Well, I think it was old Ernest, but they were very wealthy mining people. There's his, one of his brothers is living at Murray, and he's living in Salt Lake now.
Oh, really? What's his name? Do you know?
Murray Godby. Mm-hmm. His daughter got married last week. Her picture was in the paper.
Now, still living in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. And he would have a record of Florence and all of them.
Now,
he's an awful nice guy.
He's Fred's brother. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, I could get the family. I could get in contact with him. Then they only had the two girls. Hmm? I've often wondered what happened to Susan Parthena after she married. I didn't have a thing on her.
Oh, I'll show you Aunt Susie's picture. She was just so beautiful. Oh, let me see. She died at childbirth when Laura was born.
And then did he remarry?
No.
Was this her first husband? So it was her only marriage.
Her only marriage, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. This girl's name is Agnes McCulley. McCulley. And she's a daughter of Al Cox and Laura. And her husband's name is E.H. McCulley, and she's just so nice over the phone.
Her husband is E?
H. McCulley.
And what's the address?
Just Las Vegas is all I have, so you'd have to look that up in their phone book or send it, I imagine they'd get it.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me see if there's anybody else in here. Now, Aunt Carrie's girl.
Now, let's start with your mother.
Okay. Now, Mama had Carrie and Lottie.
Now, who was her first husband?
His name was Jim Thompson.
Jacob, wasn't it? Oh. And do you know who his father was?
Oh, no.
Or his mother? Mm. Did that divorce end in divorce, or did he die?
Two children.
Mm-hmm. What were they?
Lottie and Carrie. Mary Caroline.
Was it Charlotte?
No. She said it was Charlotte, but it wasn't. It was plain old Lottie.
And who's the other one was Mary
Caroline. Mary Caroline. Mm-hmm.
And where did they live when they were?
Pilch. Pilch and Panaca. We had a race.
Are they both in Nevada?
Yeah. They were. They're both dead.
I mean, Pilch is that Nevada?
Pilch is Nevada.
And what was that other one? Panaca.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have lived in some forlorn places.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, now this is Mary. I mean,
Mary Caroline.
No.
Oh, Eliza.
Eliza Ann. Of course, I knew her mother and stuff. I have that. All right, then she married again. Now, how old were the children when she divorced him? Do you know?
Oh, about 3 years old. They were just infants.
What'd she divorce him for?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. He was a sheriff. He was gone all the time. She had two kids. I don't know what it was.
Listen, do you know why, what is your mother's story of why Mary Carolyn and James Harvey divorced? What was the problem there?
Oh, I don't know, but Mama was just crazy about her parents, but I think it was because he went down into Mexico.
Well, I think that it was probably because he drank, too. That's what Dad said. But he knew his grandfather real well. He says he was a wonderful man, but he just couldn't leave the liquor alone.
Well, I didn't know he drank.
He says
his
Mary
voice
Carolyn.
Didn't drink.
No, he
I've
didn't.
Never heard of any of the boy, huh?
I did.
I
did.
Uh-huh. Oh, and he was the nicest guy.
He was.
I'll tell you, the one I liked better than any, because I knew him better, was Uncle Dick. That was Richard.
They say he was a wonderful
And he
man.
Has a boy, Harry, that's just outstanding. He's a big engineer.
Oh.
Harry Langford.
Well,
Uncle Ike died, and he had a very fine wife. And she went to California after he died, and she had three children, the two girls and the boy.
You know their names?
Well, she married a man by the name of Todd afterwards, but I don't know where they are.
Uh-huh.
They're at Colton, I think, in some junction that you go down on the Union Pacific, and then the train stops there, and then you go east on the southern route to Texas.
In California?
Yeah. And I'm quite sure it's Colton. Mom and I used to go down there when we go down there. New Mexico and Arizona to see my sister who lived there.
Do you know what the children's names were?
Harry is the only one I know.
Just
Harry Langford.
What did he have, sisters or brothers?
Well, there were two sisters, Ivy and...
Where were the children born?
Panaca.
Panaca.
Mm-hmm. Or else Caliente. Uncle Dick had a nice ranch there, mm-hmm. Caliente. And, oh, he was a good person, really? Just so good. Uh-huh. Oh, good man.
I've surely met some nice people when I've been going around doing this. I've just been real. Those people in Idaho are just the nicest people.
Now, who's up in Idaho?
Your grandfather, James Harvey's sister, Mary Margaret, married a Caldwell. Her daughters. I was going up to see. One of them is 89 and one of them is 82.
Well, Caldwell, Idaho was named after her.
Well, now that the people in Idaho didn't remember that they were.
Yes, that was the.
And there's a Caldwell in Canada that's named after them, too.
Well, Caldwell, we have some Caldwells here, and they were from Idaho. I talked to one of the men not long ago.
Oh, really?
And he said that he came originally from Idaho and that his folks lived there.
Oh.
But I didn't know Mary's name. And her name was Mary?
Mary Margaret.
Mary Margaret.
And she had a large family. And then there was another sister. Mary Margaret and Frances died. She had one son, Frances Fountain, and she died, and I'm in contact with both people. And then I have, and then there's Matilda, and she had three daughters, and I've found a lot of their descendants. Hopefully,
was she
from Idaho.
Matilda Caldwell?
No, Mary Margaret Caldwell, and she had.
Who was Matilda?
Edna.
Her daughter?
Oh, Matilda was James Harvey's sister.
Oh.
He had three sisters and one brother. This is your grandfather,
mm-hmm.
James Harvey. Well, now back to Liza. Now she married second who?
A Charles Culverwell.
Is that his only name?
Mm-hmm.
Culverwell. Mm-hmm. Now, who was his father?
There's a picture up on the wall. Uncle Thomas. He was a reverend. He was an Episcopalian minister. Yes. Pardon me. Oh, hi. Do you care if we don't go up tonight and do some Tuesday? I'll tell you, Danny's got to fix dinner and I've got company.
We're leaving soon, though. We can't stay long. We have to be back to church at 7 o'clock.
I'll take Rico up, Mom.
Okay.
Mom, do you want me to take Rico up?
Well, it's so hot for him to go up there and work now.
Well, I mean, take him home.
Oh, God.
Rico! Jam will give you a ride home. Yeah, that'd be nice if you would.
It's so warm.
This little Mexican boy works for me. So hot.
You want a cup of tea?
And what was his mother's maiden name?
I don't know.
Don't know who your grandmother's.
No, I should know. I don't. I had a record of that. One of Papa's cousins came out, Henry Culverwell, and he had two sons. One of them was the banker, the cashier of the First Security Bank in Salt Lake, Harold Culverwell, and he died about 2 years ago. And his wife still lives in Salt Lake. She works for the First Security now. Anyway, they were Episcopalians, and then she was a Baptist, and her boys joined the Mormon Church.
Oh.
And he's been going to school down at BYU, and oh, they're the nicest people you ever met.
What was his name?
Well, I don't know. I got an invitation to his wedding just lately. I don't remember his name. But he's just an awful nice guy.
And what would his relationship to you be?
Cousin. Not second.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, Uncle Henry had this record of Papa's folks. And he had a picture of all of Papa's brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me I should have it. Well, his wife is still living. She's about 85.
Mm-hmm.
And she's living in Hollywood. Her name is Lily.
California?
Mm-hmm. And she's just the nicest person in the world. And I have, you know, when I go down there, I just haven't gone to get the picture. But I sure
would. What is her name?
Lily Culverwell.
Lily Culverwell.
Mm-hmm. And her husband was Henry. And the mother, this little boy who joined the LDS Church, her name is Edith.
Edith Culverwell.
Now, these are all
Edith
your husbands. This is all your husband's father's
children? My father's relatives. They were Culverwell.
Oh, that's sure, your father's relatives. Now, what relatives were they? Were they brothers and sisters of his?
Children. Now, Thomas Culverwell was my grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and Henry was his brother's boy, and Henry was the one who came up here from Africa and settled in Salt Lake.
From Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Southeast Africa. The English settlement there.
Mm-hmm. And then Papa had a sister, Aunt Darwin, who went to Australia, and the town of Darwin, Australia, was named after her.
Oh, for goodness sake.
They were very wealthy sheep people.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, now,
anyway,
when were they married? Do you know?
Yes, they were married in October 1883.
You don't have any records? Do you have a date? Just October?
No. Mm-hmm.
And where were they married?
At Peel.
probably Lincoln. Nevada. Lincoln. Now, had he been married before?
No.
No, this was his first.
That was 1880. Let's see. That was 1881.
1881.
Mm-hmm, 1881.
Now, when were the children?
And then there was Charlie.
Just Charles?
Mm-hmm.
No middle name?
No.
What religion was he?
He was Episcopal. His grandpa up there, he's the finest looking gentleman. He was Episcopal. I smell my soup boiling over.
That would be a shame. And then who was the second child by the
William. Period?
Just William?
Just William, uh-huh.
Do you know their birth date?
Yeah. Charlie was born on December 18th, 1882. Because he's just 10 years older than I am. Mm-hmm. And I was born in 1993.
And William was born?
William was born June 8th, 5 years later.
1887.
81.
And then who's the third child?
Amy. And that's me.
Mm-hmm.
It is I.
Huh? And what's your birth date?
March 5th, 1893.
Now, where were these children born?
Well,
Charles was born where?
Billy was born in Field. And I think Charlie was born at Panaca.
He probably was.
We had. And I was born in Field. And in between Charlie and Billy, there was Mary. And she died when she was 6 years old. She was probably then born the year before Bill because she was 6 years old when she died. Anyway, that doesn't make too much difference. It would be about, 1880?
No, 1882 was the first, was Charles.
And 5 years later.
And 5 years later, William was born.
That would be 89. What you got?
Five.
Yeah.
5 and 82 is 87, 18, 87.
Uh-huh. So she was born probably the year, she was just a year older than Billy, and then she died at Dipsy.
And you're older or young? Oh, yeah, so this is 1886.
Uh-huh.
She died of diphtheria. Well, that was a terrible thing, wasn't it?
My mother was, they just, all through history, they told about Mama going down and burying these children that had diphtheria, black diphtheria. Mm-hmm. There were 7 and 8 and 10 died, you know, in each family, on each ranch. And people were so scared of it, they wouldn't go help bury the people.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama taking hitch up the buckboard. Oh, she was a woman of courage. I was so proud of my mother. And she'd hitch up the buckboard and go get these people and wrap them up in blankets and take a shovel and go down and dig their graves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one family down there now, their name was Cernan, and Mr. Cernan used to tell me about it. Mm-hmm. Every time he sees you, he'd bring us a big bucket of graves, and he'd tell me how proud he was of knowing Mama.
Hmm.
This was in Panaca?
Yeah.
Is Charles still alive?
Yes, he's 76 years old now. I called him last night and talked
where
to him.
Where is he?
At Caliani. Oh, he's a fine person. He's just so nice. Billy's sort of a bum. Now, Charlie.
Where does he live? Who did Charlie
marry? They both live there. He married Jenny Wadsworth from Panaca, and they had one child, a boy. And he was killed in an accident with my daughter's husband 3 years ago.
Oh, goodness.
I invited them up for Thanksgiving, and they brought my brother and his wife up, and they were both real old, you know, in their 70s, and we all had Thanksgiving dinner at Jam's, and then we came out here, and Jenny and Charlie came. Well, they stayed in town to see the Christmas parade. It was the day after Thanksgiving, and the boy, Charlie, and that was Charlie's boy, and Bob Woodman, that's Jam's husband, they came out to bring the old folks to stay with me, and the other kids stayed in town. And I had a turkey and I had a cake, and we sat there and had supper in the breakfast nook about 10 o'clock.
at night. Mm-hmm. And Charlie and Jenny went to bed, and the boys and I sat there, and they left about 20 minutes to 12, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone rang, and it was my jam. And she said, Mama, she said, Bob's dead. And I said, what in the world do you mean? And she says, I know he's dead. She says, he hasn't come home. And she says, ever since we married, he has never stayed out. And I said, well, I'll check the highway patrol and I phoned. And he was dead, and another boy had gone to sleep in the second car. He was coming home from Garfield from night shift. And he went to sleep and ran into them. I have all the articles in the paper. And it left 13 children.
From that room.
13 children. And the one whose husband ran into them, he had 6 children. She was expecting her 7th baby. Oh, it was just horrible. And then little Charlie, we always called him, he died 2 or 3 days later. But it was the saddest thing I've ever known. But anyway, he left 4 little kids. Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie and Jenny had this boy, and he had 4 children. They live at Caliente.
Oh.
His name is Charles, and he's married to a girl by the name of Beth Culverwell. And they have 4 children.
See, it's a good thing I've got this, because that was the fast I couldn't get it. Now, Mary died when she was 6, and William, who did William marry?
Oh, he married a wonderful girl. Her name was Elsie Price. And she died in 1919 in California.
You don't know when these people were married, do you?
Elsie was married on December 29th, about 5 years before she died. She left a little girl.
1917.
About 10 years before, because they didn't have any children for 5 years, and then they had Louise.
1909. How about your brother?
Charlie and Jenny were married the same year I was. They were married in December of 1918.
Uh-huh. Now let's see, you married Robert.
I made Robert.
What's his middle name?
His name was Robert Stanton Macduff, Mayor.
Well, there's an old Scotch name.
Yeah, he was named after Stanton Macduff, who had all his money, but he didn't die and leave him any money.
Darn guy, huh?
But Daddy was awfully proud of the Macduff. I have the Macduff plaid, and I have a jam company cup of saucer for Christmas with Macduff plaid on it.
Oh, uh-huh.
But he was very proud of that.
Now, what was the marriage date of you?
That was Friday, June 13th, 1919.
Friday, June 13th, 1919. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was an unlucky marriage, was it? 1919.
It was a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, something like that.
Getting married on a Friday the 13th.
Now, are you the youngest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now. Okay, now Which one of these girls, how are you related to these Coxes now? Let me get that straightened out.
Well, Carrie and Lottie were my stepsisters, half-sisters.
Oh! Well,
nobody ever knew us, though.
They were all raised with your family.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Papa was awfully proud of Carrie and Lottie.
Now, she married George Cox, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. He's someone that you thought of because he was a real good Mormon, and he lived his religion. If I could
have a religion, that has told me a lot about George Cox. Oh, he thought he was a wonderful man.
He was.
Now he was the one that finally he became a bishop later on.
Yeah,
he already
came. Uh-huh.
Now, do you have any idea when they were married?
Oh, no, I was...
Where are their descendants? Where could I get in contact with their descendants?
Pete would like to write to you. See, when he married my sister, he had 2 girls. And then she had 1 girl.
Carolyn had 1 girl by Cox.
Yeah, and she had 1 girl by her first husband. His name was Blewett. Gabe Blewett. And she had this girl who I'm very fond of. She lives at San Mateo.
And 1 daughter by him, what was her name? You know?
Yeah, Georgia.
Georgia.
And I can give you her address if you want that.
All right.
She writes good letters. And she and Al Cox visit, this Al Cox at Lomita.
Oh, yes.
And they visit all the time, uh-huh. So she could give you some dope on that. Well, let's see.
These Langfords.
Replenish and be fruitful.
Yes, they really have been too. Very interesting, yeah, though. Someday these will all fall into place in my mind. I don't know. What did you...
So you ought to pick a line that's easy to work on.
Now, George's
don't
name
think
is...
anyone was it.
Georgia Clarkson Swayze, S-W-A-Y-Z-E. And she lives at 1021 Olive Avenue, Long Beach. 13.
1021 Olive Avenue. Mm-hmm. Long Beach.
But she knows an awful lot about the family. I don't mm-hmm. know so much. And then the
her, and then she married the and then she married the Cox. And what was her name? What was the daughter they had by you?
No, that's Georgia. That's Cox's girl.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, what's
and then
the
Carrie's girl is the one I want you to write to. She, her name is Amy Gladys Blewett.
Oh.
That should go up here.
Well, now, this, Georgia is Lottie's girl.
No, Carrie's girl. Carrie's girl by Mr. Cox.
Oh, well, I'm really confused here now. Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about Lottie? Now, did you... Now
get Peach, because I want you to write to her. That's Carrie's girl by before Mr. Cox. She was a Blewett.
Oh.
Gay Blewett. G-A-B-E.
Oh, there's where I was trying to... Mm-hmm. Now, this Blue was her first husband.
Mm-hmm. And their only child was Amy Gladys. And her name now is Mrs. Bickle.
Is that this gay, Amy Gladys?
Amy Gladys. That's Blue's girl. That's G-A-B-E.
G-A what?
B-E. G-A-B-E.
Oh.
Gay Blewett. Such an odd name. Mm-hmm. And their child is Amy Gladys. And her name now is, let's put in, is Mrs. Daniel W. Bickle. B-I-C-K-E-L. And her address is, address? 430 West Claremont.
430 West
Claremont. San Mateo. Sam, turn down the roast, will you?
California. Who lives in San Mateo?
Well, Frank Davis used to live there.
Oh. Now, are any of these people LDS? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
Cox's might be.
She is, but she doesn't live up to it. The Cox's uh-huh. were LDS. Peach is Catholic. She never told her mother and father, because Uncle George wanted to be an
LDS.
Now, there's Mary Caroline, and then you haven't got...
We haven't got Lottie's daughter, have we?
Lottie had four children.
Lottie had four children.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd she marry?
Byron Forbes.
How'd you spell that last name?
F-O-R-B-E-S.
Oh, she's a walking...
F-O-R-B-E-S. Oh, I know.
F-O-R-B-E-S.
Mm-hmm. And one of her children, Virginia, lives at Kearns. And she could tell you more about the Coxes than anybody, because mm-hmm. she lives with Aunt Carrie.
What's her last name?
Her name is Mrs. Gus Johnson, Virginia Johnson.
Mrs. Gus Johnson.
And she has a lot of records.
She lives where?
Kearns. Get Virginia's address off the phone, honey.
All right, now tell me Lottie's the children, if you can remember.
Uh-huh. Lottie had, she's married to Byron Forbes, B-Y-R-O-N. And she had Gordon. He's the mechanical superintendent over here at the AS&R, but he just retired a year ago.
Where does he live, you know?
Well, he has a beautiful home on Laird Avenue in Salt Lake, but he's rented that, and he's in California. But I wouldn't fool about that stuff. But Gordon and Vivian and Byron. And then Virginia. And Virginia.
4038 West, 55805 South.
50.
You drink iced tea.
403
No, we're not rollers.
55
What can you make for them to drink?
5580
55
Okay, golly. They don't drink iced tea, sweetheart.
Don't trouble yourself.
Oh, no, but
a nice cold glass of water would sure taste good.
Well, Sam will take something. And,
okay,
Virginia, if you could drive out there, she'd love to have you. She's the nicest gal. She always called me mother.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother died when she was 9 months old.
Oh,
and I was teaching school in Caliente. So Mrs. Cox took the three boys, and Mom and I took the little girl.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And, oh, she's a dear person. She has five children.
Mm.
Now, that comes to down as far as Lottie, huh? Well, now, why don't you get Charlie, you got him, young Charlie, and then Billy, you didn't get him. He married Elsie Price, and he has one child, Louise, and she lives in Salt Lake. She's a dear person.
One child. What's her name?
Louise.
Louise.
Mm-hmm.
Who did she marry?
Her name was Eliza Louise. Well, her name is Colton, Louise Colton. And her, I don't know
her husband. Her husband's name is Ed.
Okay. They live on First Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Third That's Salt Lake City?
First Avenue.
Oh, is it First?
Mm-hmm. All right,
now. Now I'm in Amy.
All right, good. Now let's go back.
Amy, that's you, Mother.
Oh, no, don't kid me.
Okay. Now, this is, I took this from your letter.
No, her name is, we call her Jam. Her name is Jeanette Amy MacDuff,
right.
And her initials spell Jam, so that's the only name she has.
Jeanette Amy MacDuff.
And her name
Mayor.
Is, her name is Woodman, huh?
Jam, J-A-M.
Uh-huh.
And who did she marry?
Robert Woodman.
And you, Jam, what's your marriage date?
February 19th, 1944.
24. 19. Okay, now is that his
name? Robert Caldwell Mary.
What's
and
her date? Her birthday first.
April 23rd. Oh, she's the nicest person I'd like to know real well. She's the nicest person in the world.
What year?
Bob.
20. Jam was 20.
She was born 1920.
You're a year older than I am.
Oh.
Let's see now. Where was she born?
In Texas. Eastland, Texas.
Do you know what county that was in?
Mm-mm.
I can look at that. All right.
And then Bob was born in Salt Lake City in 1921. And his birthday is 27th of October. And Patty was born in Mahia, Texas.
Where was he visited his marriage?
Oh, Barbara Arthur. He met her over in Okinawa, and she flew over here for his marriage. She's a wonderful, wonderful girl. Get the picture of Bob and his family and show Ida Rose.
And when was the marriage?
When was Bob married, Jam?
Which one of these is the
tape recorder?
That's my son Bob and his wife Barbara. See, he's the one that you will get to meet. He's with U.S. Steel.
Oh.
I went in and met his plane Sunday, and he's been transferred to Berkeley now.
Go over there and ask him who he thinks he looks like.
One of your children?
Yes, it's like Tracy Jr. Ask him who that one looks like. All right, now.
And then Patricia was born in 1922 on December the 8th.
And where was she born, Salt Lake?
Mahia. Mahia, Texas. M-E-X-I-A.
What were you doing down there?
Oh, we went down the oil fields and we came back to Utah and had Bob and... And then Bob was offered a city manager job back in Texas, so we went back down there. And I didn't like it. I wish we could stay, though. We made a lot of money down there.
Well, I come back to Utah for less money, aren't we?
And she married Norman Arlen. A-R-L-I-N.
A-R-L-I-N?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they were married on March the 31st. What year was Pat married? 42? Jan? When was Pat married? 42?
No, 43.
43.
March 31st was March 19th.
Mm-hmm. Is June 3rd right for your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Nancy Louise.
Now, Nancy Louise is married. She was born on April 20th. What year was she born?
1932.
Now, where was she born?
At Twella. Here, sweetheart, put that over there. Nancy will be here next week. Her husband got a $4,500 scholarship from Eastman Kodak. And Douglas sent, gave him a check for $15 the other day. So they have $6,000. He got his M.S. at Rochester. And now they're going back, and he's going to get his PA. Isn't that wonderful?
At Rochester?
Yeah. Oh, he's just wonderfully brilliant. Electronics. Oh, he's teaching physics, first and second year physics at Rochester. But, oh, my, he's a wonderfully brilliant boy.
We'll be glad to meet him.
Yes, he'll be here next week. They'll be here the 3rd of September on their way to Rochester.
Oh, I'll tell them to come up and see it.
Well, if there's just a chance, I doubt we get down.
Where did he
there,
take
though.
His degree?
At Rochester.
How about
he
his bachelor's?
Came from Caltech.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Where did she meet him?
She went to Scripps College. That's why I went to work out here, was to keep her in college.
Oh.
And she went to Roland Hall in Salt Lake at some Episcopal school. And so did Jam. Jam's going to teach at Roland Hall this year.
Oh, my God.
She's been substituting there all year. So she wouldn't go down regularly because she had the little boy and she wouldn't leave him, but now she'd take him and put him in kindergarten.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now okay, now then there's Michael.
You didn't get to Nancy's
Michael
husband.
Charles.
Oh, no.
His name is David E. Knapp, K-N-A-P-P.
David E.?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is my own version of raspberry shrub. You didn't know whether I was going to.
Oh,
well,
I'm
melted.
So glad.
There's some 7-Up.
No,
I didn't pour any for you, Mike, because Pam and David can't have theirs in here.
You can go out there and get some. Won't you come and sit down, Pam, and have some with us?
Now, what's Nancy's family?
Oh, here's to the Langfords, huh?
Yeah.
Funny
all. Amen. Now, what date on Nancy Louise for her marriage? Where'd you get the name Nancy?
Oh, just picked it up out of the clear sky.
I did, too. That's my youngest daughter's name.
I love the name Nancy. They were married on August of the year she graduated. What year was Nancy married, Jan?
The year I had date was 54.
And it was August what?
23rd, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't know.
Got
too many kids.
No.
And then Michael?
Michael Charles.
Mayor?
Mayor.
After your
He was
father.
Named after Charles Coverwell.
My
not his grandfather, and Charles. And
December
and
the
Charles
11th,
Mayor.
1934.
And he was born in
Is this 202 County?
Yeah.
Okay. You're still single.
I'm still single.
He better be.
Gotta have somebody stay at home, huh? All right, now I want all of your children's addresses.
Okay, get the phone book.
Jam is 171 F Street, Salt Lake City.
Say it again.
171 F Street, Salt Lake City,
okay,
Utah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I want to give you one of these. And, fill it out. Send it back to me. Or fill it out now if you can.
Nancy, it's...
Wait a minute, hold it.
Nancy will be in Rochester, and her address would be
at the University of Rochester, so that means it's best.
44.
Well, she doesn't want the California address, honey.
No, if she's going to be in Rochester, wouldn't we just
put Rochester, University of Rochester?
I got her husband's name, so I'll just
stay in the kitchen.
And then Bob, Bob Saget,
1851, Capistrano Avenue, Berkeley 7, California.
Berkeley 7.
Good drink, Jamie.
Seattle, Washington.
Pat's an engineering aide for Douglas, or Boeing. And that's it.
I'm still at one.
Now I need your husband's father.
And his name was Charles Eugene.
And his mother?
Her name was Jeanette Macduff.
Here's Marthy Macduff. I was just telling my children today all of the nationalities that were flowing in their veins.
We're sure mixed, aren't we?
Swedish, Dutch, English, all Northern European. Scotch. And even a little French.
Bob is French. French and Scotch. How did Grandma get the Jones in her mix-up?
Oh, that's easy. I know that. Her mother... was the one that married,
Turnbull.
But before she, and her name was Parthena Damon, but before she married the Turnbull, she married a man by the name of Jones and had two children by him. But one of them died, and she had, Jefferson Jones. Jefferson Jones. And they got a lot of that boy. The Turnbull man raised him. They just thought a lot of, because almost all of the Langfords named their children.
What happened to Jones? Did he die or she?
No, he died. And they say he was very bitter against the Mormon Church. She was a Latter-day Saint and joined the church, and he was very bitter and opposed to it. And he told her when he was dying not to raise that boy as a Mormon, but she went off, joined the Mormons, and married another one, came to Utah. They were married in President Brigham Young's office.
Well, was Grandma a Turnbull?
Oh, yes, he was a Turnbull. Yes, the Jones was by the first husband. Oh,
well, he was down at Moapa.
Yes, and he
was a fine man.
Oh, yes, he was a Mormon bishop, just a nice family.
Oh, was this Jefferson?
Jefferson Jones.
And he became a Mormon.
Oh, yes, he was raised, you see, by Turnbull.
He's a fine fellow. Now,
he was a half-brother of Mary Carolyn.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I knew that there was a Jones mixed up. He used to come up there at Grandma's. Well, this Turnbull girl that I wrote you about in Salt Lake, Florence, I had a letter from her yesterday, and she wants to come the first Sunday in September. But that's when Nancy's going to be here, and I don't want her to come then. But her sister Eloise is married to the big bishop at Vegas, Bishop Bunker.
Oh.
And he's an awful nice person. His brother's a sheriff in Caliente.
There's a lot of bunkers out in the arm.
Oh, are there?
Isn't that Bunker?
Yeah. Well, on this form now that you gave me,
You're the wife.
And the information on my husband is immaterial, really.
Oh, no, it isn't. We want it for, see, we're going to publish a book and have all the families in the book. And if anything that has to do with your children is not immaterial. You see what I mean? We want your husband and his father and his mother and yours, because equal importance to your children. His information is of equal importance to his children. Maybe your grandchildren five or six generations away won't know much about it, but they'll be able to find it in this book, see?
Uh-huh. And then on this, where it says your name is fascinating, you want only my genealogy.
Yes, as you connect with the Langfords, yes.
And that would be through my mother.
Uh-huh. And then,
which would, just so I'd have to
yeah,
switch
just,
it.
Just switch the names around to suit yourself.
Well, I could be showing some of this.
And then, you'd have your own occupation and your own education, but also we'd be interested in your husband, too.
Oh, he was the nicest fellow in the world. This is the little girl, Mary, who died. And she was considered the most beautiful child that anybody's ever seen in Utah. Isn't she beautiful? In Nevada. She's the one who died.
Not over here, Tracy.
With diphtheria. But I have the newspaper, and she died in 1892. And everybody wrote about that child. I have all that information.
Who was she?
That was my sister, Mary.
Mary.
Oh.
And they said she was just simply beautiful. These are all pictures of me.
Should I put my whole
and
really
here's Aunt Susie.
Really
I'll show them to you.
Should I put my
one.
Really truly name in?
This is
that's
Aunt
what
Susie.
She was.
There's not enough room.
Isn't that Amy Macduff, Mayor Woodman? This is Aunt Susie.
She was a beautiful woman.
Uh-huh. They had bustles in those days.
Uh-huh.
They were
oh, she's so beautiful.
Oh, you were a beautiful woman.
Oh, this is a picture of you. Can I 16?
Uh-huh.
And this is Florence, Aunt Susie's girl. I'm going to send these pictures to one of the Florence's. And one of the Cox girls.
Uh-huh.
But aren't those cute pictures? And she was the one who's married to Fred Gottlieb.
Yes, I like
him
the copy of that sometimes.
I think that's beautiful. Now, this was Carrie and Molly when they were girls.
Uh-huh. You see where these round faces crop up in your head?
This is an old book, Mama, isn't it? People are taking pictures out. Now, this is Sadie, Jill Langford, and this is Harvey. No. This is Sadie and Parthenia, and I think Harvey Langford. No,
James Harvey?
Yeah, he was younger. He was older than this one. So I don't know what boy that would be.
That means there was William. My son.
Oh, he was the handsomest man in the world.
Harvey?
His daughter.
Florence Goldfield.
Oh, she's a beautiful
is
girl.
She?
She's a Vegas, and her husband is the mayor of Las Vegas.
I got a letter from them. They were going on a trip to Europe, and she wrote to me before they went. She got my letter and wrote right back.
Uh-huh. Well, she's a darling girl. And then the other girl was as ugly as a mud fence. And she married a masked, what was his name? Keel. Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby Keel.
But it was just amazing. Uncle William's wife, Aunt Claire, was one of the nicest persons, but she was one of the homeliest women I ever saw. And one girl was beautiful, one girl wasn't.
What a shame.
Now, this is Mary, my sister, and little Charlie and Billy. Aren't those cute pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
And they were kids.
Oh,
it must have
been hard when
they met. Oh, Mama just thought lost
who are
their
these?
Mind. Oh, they're just people that stayed. This all I remember him. He was a good Mormon. His name was Billy Rippon.
Oh.
And I remember he played at my sister's wedding. I was a little kid, 3 years old, but I remember that. Now, here's Grandma.
Is that your best? Uh-huh. I've never seen that picture of her.
Mm-hmm. I've got this embroidered petticoat. Now, a jam hands.
She
I
was quite a girl, wasn't she?
What name was that then? Who was
Mary
that?
Mary Carolyn Turnbull.
Oh.
Turnbull.
Can't see
he was always correcting me on that pronunciation.
Now, this is Parthenia.
Mm-hmm.
Parthenia Davis?
No, this is Parthenia. Susan Parthenia Langford. She was named after Parthenia Davis, her grandmother. Where's your picture of your mother?
I'll show them to you. I put those in frame.
Now,
my jam looks like my mother.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. That was Mom and me.
Oh?
When I was a little girl. and this was Mama. Now, I've got the original picture, and this is Mama with three of her brothers. And if I could find it, maybe her father would be in it.
Oh.
And this is picture me. See how beautifully my mama sews?
No, Eliza Ann was my father's aunt.
Yeah, your father's aunt. But Harvey.
Yeah, that's you. It looks just like you.
Is Harvey up in... Is Mama's brother living up in Austin?
No, that's not your mother's brother.
Your brother's son.
Mother's son. James Harvey was my father.
Oh, are any of the brothers living? I don't think so.
No. No, I don't think so.
No? Well,
I'll talk about it. Yeah, about, no, Jefferson Jones is dead, and he's the youngest. He's dead. His widow's still alive.
Lot of our distance.
Who were the descendants of Lillian Rose?
That's me. That's James Harvey. That's my, they had 10 or 12 children each.
Well, that was why my mother hated the Mormon church.
Oh, was it?
Because her father made Harvey marry both girls. He wanted to marry one of them. And he said, no, you have to marry both of them. And Mama loved Harvey so much that she just hated the Mormon church.
Well,
she became an atheist.
Well, the way my father tells that story is that he went to get Rose. Wanted to marry Rose. That was the younger girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's my grandmother. And it was the Jackson father who wanted him.
No, it was his own father.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was the most unhappy marriage you've ever seen in your whole life. Because of this situation. The older girl just dominated the younger girl.
Oh.
And it was quite
unhappy. Well, I know Mama was so bitter about that. And we used to go see them there by the temple in Salt Lake. Lily and Rose, they were both such nice people,
yes.
Fine people. But Mama was always very bitter about that.
Your mother was a sister of...
Well, did your mother leave the church?
She never joined.
She was baptized.
She certainly wasn't.
I've got a record of her baptism.
Well, she denied it.
Did she?
She called every Mormon a Mormon yap. Yeah.
Damn
the Mormons, but it was because of Harvey being forced to marry those two girls. She thought that was so horrible. She hated
people. Well, Harvey should have stuck up for his own rights.
Well, young greenhorn and the kid, you can just see.
Well, he was, he wasn't so young when he got married. I think he was 26.
Was he?
Yes. He wasn't so young.
But I remember anybody bring up Mormonism or anything, my mother would. And of course, Grandma was such a good Mormon. She helped build the Manside Temple.
Oh, yes. She was.
And she really lived it, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
Mama
one of the reasons that she...
Mama was very broad-minded this way. She said that God didn't care what religion you belonged to. You could be a Holy Roller, a Mormon, or a Catholic. It was what you had in your heart.
Mary Carolyn slipped when she trained her daughter. If she thought that.
No, my mother said that.
Well, I say Mary Carolyn, your grandmother, slipped when she was bringing Eliza Ann up, or she would if she didn't know any more about the church than that.
What about the CHR? Is that christened or church?
Now, don't pay attention to that, because that's for early, doing genealogy clear back.
Oh.
Well,
if you wanted to put your own, however, if you were christened in another church, put your christening date down if you're not.
Well,
I know it.
But where your birth date, when you know your birth date, that's in case they can't find a birth date, but they can find a christening date. Mm-hmm. See, on some of the very early church records, they don't put the birth down at all, but they put the christening record down. Where they can't find the birth record, then the christening record is used. Although sometimes those children weren't christened until they were about 6 years old, so it was still hard to determine.
Well, Jan was about 4 years old, 5 years old when she was christened.
Well, Bob was...
you and Bob and
Bob was baptized and Episcopalian and confirmed at the same time. And that was after we lost our first baby. That was
that's too bad. How old was it?
She was 13 years old.
Oh, that's a shame. That's hard.
But the Papa was so... I admired my mother much more than I did my father, but he was, in my mind, he was more or less of a hypocrite. something like my sister. Papa was a real good Episcopalian, and Mrs. Cox was a real good Mormon, but she didn't live up to the church, you know, like Uncle George did. But Papa was graduated of Oxford, England. He had a marvelous education. Mama didn't have much of an education. Mama was born up in Ogden.
Where did your mother meet your father?
At County Annie.
Was he a mining engineer or something?
No, he came west with his brother Billy, and they bought the ranch, which is now the town of County Annie. And we owned all of that. He told me night before last he was offered a $100,000 lease on one of these coal mines. And I own a third of it, so I'm going down to Caliente Friday night to see if I can't get them to do something about it. I'd want some money to leave it to my kids and make my daughters a rich Mrs. Woodman. I want to get some money.
The only thing I don't want in this world is money.
Her father was like that. Bob always said money was made round and roll. She did anything in the world, most generous person ever saw.
Oh, by the way, we haven't finished his record. Here.
I was at the...
Let's see, when was he born?
Bob was born in New York City on January
14th, 1895. And let's see, when did he
die? He died on March 3rd, 1949.
I didn't, Twilla.
Yeah.
See, I never know how to spell it. T-O-L-L-E.
T-O-O-E-L-E.
Yes.
Mike, turn off that super.
Yes.
And is he buried here in Twilla, too?
Yeah.
What was the date of his burial? Fifth?
No, that was my birthday. He was buried the day after. Sixth. I don't know whether Bob was buried the day after my birthday. He wasn't.
The sixth,
yeah. Was he? Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't. He died on Thursday and he wasn't buried till Monday.
Now let's see your own birthday. I have it over here. 5th March 1893. Was your father always a rancher?
Yeah. Cattleman, lumberman. Papa made $100,000 a month there for a while. He sawed all the lumber for Pioche and Panac and Delamar and Caliente. And sawmills. And he had all the cattle. He had all of the stagecoaches, owned them all, 4-horse stagecoaches. And he spent every cent of it. If he made $100,000 a month, he spent $101,000 a
month. Oh, dear.
His idea was to make money and spend it.
Now, that's in bed, isn't it? Well, did you all sit down Pioche then?
Caliente.
Oh, that was your mama. Happen?
No, I went down to visit the Coxes in New Mexico.
Oh, when they were down there. You know, that's where my father knew them, you know. Where were the twins and Irma born?
Was that New Mexico?
Yes.
I got a picture of the two boys when they were down there with Mr. Cox.
And he and mother.
I'd like to give it to you. I don't know where it is, but I do have it.
Your father,
Harvey and James.
James Harvey.
Well, who was the other boy? Harvey and.
There were quite a few of them there. Harvey and.
Well, these two boys went down. They worked for Uncle George Cox.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh.
Well, Dad was down there too when he and mother were first married, and that's where
your dad Harvey came.
No, my dad was Ernest
Fountain.
And he really found a lot of, he called him Uncle George.
Oh, he was grand.
He thought he was quite a man.
Well,
I'm
Well, that's where we lost. That's why I couldn't find any records in the
tell
church
me the
records.
Classes over there, darling. I mean, the classes ministry. This is a picture. That's when I was selected by the Eagles, the only woman that was ever given an award for service in the county.
Oh.
That was given to me 1 year.
Well, good for you.
Isn't that nice? I'd like to have known Grandmother Turnbull.
Oh, she was just wonderful. I used to go out and visit with her, you know.
Well, she had these big feather beds. How can I get on the trail of that Bible? Now, who do I go
well,
to?
Well, Alice knows this girl. She was either a relative of Grandma. I'll tell you who was Grandma's neighbor, and his name was Rollins. And they had a girl, Mary, and she married a Schofield, and I think she lives down there. But the Rollinses were Grandma's very good neighbors. Do you know where Grandma lived at Crowell?
No.
Well, her home was on a corner. I used to go and visit her. I couldn't tell you the streets. But she didn't get any of that property. But the Rollinses can tell you, and Mr. Rollins was superintendent of schools at Provo. But I don't know whether you can trace him or not.
Schofield
but he
or
knows
Schofield?
Mary Schofield. This is one of Lottie's boys.
Oh.
And here's a picture of Charlie. There's a good old forehead and an English pot belly.
Mm-hmm. He looks very cheerful. Well, what was it Aunt Annis used to call Eliza Ann?
Here's the Charlie Caldwell's boy that was killed in the accident. Oh, he was the finest person. These are real old pictures. This is a picture of me and Bob in Texas the year we were married.
Oh.
Here's a picture of me at Las Vegas when I was working for the railroad company down there.
Oh?
This is Bob's mother. I worked for the railroad company, and I taught school at Cal Annie for 5 years. And here's a picture of my Bob. He was the grandest person in the world.
Where'd you get your schooling?
I went to Roland Hall, and then I went to the University of Nevada. I graduated from Normal.
Well, now we've got to get all that. Here, you hold both.
This is Billy's little girl, my brother Billy's little girl. She lives in Salt Lake. This is the year we came to Tooele, Bob and our three little kids. Get that picture up there of all the family so that they can see Bob and all of us. Dan's husband's there, and it was such a fine picture of him.
What do I do with that sheet?
Oh, I'll say.
Oh, he was just the grandest person in all the world. So good
he
and kind. He was the exalted ruler, the elf, when he died, and he just did so much for people. His idea was to service to others. Well, these are just Kodak pictures. I mean, this picture of Grandma isn't here. I'm going to get that picture of those two boys.
Real sharp looking boys.
Yeah. This is young Bob, the one you saw the big picture there. Mm-hmm. This is his little wife, Barbara. Oh, she's just wonderful.
You say your daughter looks like your mother?
Uh-huh. Cam, I think, looks more like Mama than any. Uh-huh. All the rest of my kids, not Bob. Mike here looks just like his daddy looks.
Uh-huh.
And Bob is smaller. He's more like an iceberg. Slender and shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Small bones.
Mm-hmm. This was taken here in the living room. That was such a nice. And there's Patty. She was living in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Get that picture of Patty over there, girl. And there's Patty's boy. Bring that over. She has these beautiful children.
Did you ever find Eliza?
No, not
no. She's hiding. Mm-hmm.
This one's Pat.
That's Pat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
No,
So it's like the father, doesn't he?
Yeah. This is her son.
He's a nice looking boy.
Yes.
Where'd you get curly hair?
I don't know.
Pat has curly hair. Pat has curly hair.
Must be here, James Hart. No.
I know where that is, but I'll see that you get it. So you can have it, because it's enough for you to have.
Mm-hmm.
But they were down
early. I've been wanting to see that woman, because I've heard so much about your mother.
Well, I showed you those pictures of Mom in there.
Did I see them?
Yeah, sure you did.
I just didn't register.
Bring that picture of my, on the bed, or on the
dresser. I remember Susan Parthena.
Well, that picture of Mama doesn't do her justice, but, oh, she was
just
beautiful.
Is that the one
standing? No, it's a bus picture of Mama with me when I was a little girl.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Mm-hmm. I saw that those
was
the
picture of Mama.
Yeah.
You were sure a pretty baby.
Yes, wasn't she? Oh, I must say.
This one here was the picture of me when I was a little girl with my two brothers. See how Mama kept her. She had great pride in her youngsters. She did everything to give us an education.
And I hear she dressed your girls very nicely.
Oh, look. See that dress I got on there? I've got a dress in there that I wore when I was 5 years old. A rose silk dress. Mama was a beautiful sewer. Oh, I'll show you a quilt that Grandma made in 1888.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
I'm going to give it to one of my granddaughters.
Me.
Please care of this.
Mm-hmm. What did I do with hers?
Here are these.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Too bad I couldn't come. I've come on a day when everyone was here. Hit the jackpot, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That was made by Grandma Langford in 1888.
Yeah.
It was?
I'm going to take it down to the fair.
You took good care of it, haven't you?
Well, Mama gave it to my brother and his wife. And when my brother's wife died, she wanted me to have it. She left a note that if I see here, Grandma put it in H.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're awfully bright. Here, so. Awfully bright.
Look
colors
at those colors, aren't they?
Look
not
at the fascicated of that.
Oh, boy.
But all of them sewed. Grandma and all my girls. Oh, my. Sam's the most beautiful sewer. She takes them home.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's the most beautiful thing.
Well, my sisters, and we didn't know but what it came from my mother's side, but my sisters are very good seamstresses. Mm-hmm. I don't do a lot of sewing, but I don't say that I'm not.
Well, now, when you see Alice, where is she?
She's in Salt Lake. She's living. I haven't her address here with me, but I could send it to you.
I'd like to have it, because I'd like to have her come out and stay with me. Now, Uncle Fountain's girl, Maud, you know her?
Yes.
What's her husband's name?
He's
dead. He died a few years ago. Maud's a great big tall gal.
Yep, I met her. I didn't meet Fount's wife. I met Maud.
That's his daughter.
Yeah, that's his daughter.
Oh, she's a nice person. She's really awfully nice. She's been out here and visited with me. But I haven't seen her for quite a while. But I really did like her.
And
But if Anna should know this woman that lived near Grandma, she was a county recorder or county treasurer or something, and she would know where the Bible is.
Now, why would that have stayed in the family? Wasn't the family right there? Anna was right there when she died.
I know she was. Well, my sister wanted the Bible very much.
And you know that, Anna says that Grandfather Langford had a whole book that had the genealogy right back to this Lord Langford that you talked about. And the people in Indiana say that their grandfather, who was would have been a cousin to our grandfather, had this genealogy searched back to this Lord Langford, see, but neither family have a record of it. Neither family.
Well, if we could get Grandma's Bible, that would be your best thing, because she just had everything written in it.
Now, why would that have gone?
It was a great big family Bible, and I've always wanted it. And when Mama and my sister, Miss Cox, went up to Grandma's funeral, why, I said, well, bring home the Bible. Let's try and keep that. And somebody had taken the Bible.
Of course, something like that can be so easily lost.
Oh, but something like that is such a precious thing. You would think everyone would be in the family would certainly take care of it anyway. But somehow that record of James Harvey's got lost. Now, I have seen a little book, a family register that was kept by Mary Carolyn and James Harvey. And it had a lot of entries. The first children that were born, you know, they kept it very faithfully. But later, the Addis' birth
Who
room entered later. Annis had that one. But
how was Annis' health?
Fine. She was in. I had another breakdown. She was at Provo, but there they have their treatments are much better now. That she was out and within a year, and she's fine. She's living in Salt Lake in a boarding house there. She's where she can go and do genealogy work. I don't know how much she gets done. But her memory is exceedingly good in some respects, but you can't depend on it because it vacillates back and forth. But I'd like to know what happened to that Bible.
I would too. That would just save you.
Well, now this heart, it was Lord Langford. And what you were telling me too about the how did you come to think that the name of Fielding Langford's wife was Kincaid? Was it you that said that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what her name was? Have you ever heard what her name was? Now, I've had all the Kentucky County records searched in Kentucky, Lincoln County, Wayne County. Now, Rockcastle County was the county that she came from, this grandmother Langford. But those records were all burned.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I can tell, her name was Sarah Berthera. Now, when Fielding had married his second wife, the younger wife, in the endowment house, he had Sarah sealed to him, and he put Sarah Berthera as her maiden name. And your grandmother named
Berthera.
Who
was she?
Well, that was her maiden name.
I know. Grandpa's mother.
Where's that? Who's on those lists? It goes Walker Langford. And his wife's name is Mary Warren. Now that's as far as we've got it right now. And then there was Fielding Langford. And his wife's name was Sarah Berthera. And remember, your father, your grandfather had a, your mother had a William Berthera, see. Now, why would they have given that name?
Well, that was Uncle, that was Florence's father, Berthera.
Mm. And I think, this Mary Margaret says it was Kincaid. Well, now, if these records that I've had searched in Kentucky are right, Sarah Berthera's mother was Margaret Kincaid. And her father was David Berthera.
Mm-hmm.
And Fielding Langford, and then there was James Harvey. And then my grandfather, James Harvey Jr., who was a contemporary with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, his was Mary Carolyn.
Well, now Florence told me in her letter that she has made all the records on the Turnbulls.
She's got
them
on the Turnbull. Oh,
So you want to get? Did I give you her address? This girl Florence in Salt Lake. She's in there working now at the.
Yes, you've given me her address.
Well,
I
she's
go
the one
her.
That has all the records on the Turnbulls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you would like to come up the second Sunday in September, I will have her out here. She wants to come the first Sunday, and I don't want her to come. And if she'll come the second, I'll have her come, and she'll bring her records, and then you can come up and have dinner, you and your husband.
That's too much work.
Oh, no, it isn't. No, you just have a buffet out there. We'll have the yard cleaned up again, and we'll have a buffet, and you can talk to Florence.
Let me bring something.
No, bring yourself and your husband.
Well, I'll have to see what the schedule is.
Second Sunday in September.
Are you going to be away?
I'll be what? I'll probably be away.
What do you do, son?
Well, I'm the director of research at Brigham Young University.
He's the man that made the man-made diamonds for General Electric.
Yeah, you told me. Well, why don't you give me a few of them?
You a few?
I can tell you to give me some.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
You wouldn't like these diamonds. They're the only ones that we can make are
little
tiny grit, like grains of sand.
Yeah.
But they're used in industrial grinding.
Be fine for that, sure.
Well, you'd enjoy being with my son, Bob, you see. He's a staff engineer, and he'll be back in March, 1st of March, and they're going to buy a new home at Provo. Their home's at American Fort now, but they're selling that.
He's the one with the steel mill, is that right?
Yeah. And he has just written a book that's fabulous.
His thesis,
and they certainly have given him a lot of commendation.
They're going to use it for a Bible for Last furnace superintendent.
He's a graduated mechanical engineer. Thank you, Dayton.
Why don't you take care of him over to Tracy?
Thank you.
All day suckers.
Pineapple
ones. Good ones. He goes out of town about 4 or 5 times a year. I never know when we're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll look at it.
All right, you may look at it.
Well, drop me a note and let me know, and then I'll get in touch with Florence. Well, she's had a big candy store down at Las Vegas. Florence Turnbull. And she's an old maid.
A turn in.
I existed with her in 1915. And, they were such nice people. I'm real proud of some of my relatives. They were really outstanding, nice, good people.
Come over here and welcome.
Yeah. Don't forget these guys are here for a minute.
Isn't that something? Turn that on a minute now. Let Pam hear her mother and her grandmother and all of us talk.
Now, let's just pretend that I'm a street reporter here or something, and I'll ask you some questions. What's your name?
Pamela Woodman.
Where do you live, Pamela?
171 F Street.
That's in Salt Lake City?
Yes.
How old are you, Pamela?
9.
What grade in school are you then?
4th grade.
What school do you go to?
Lowell.
What part of town is this Lowell school in?
The Avenues.
That's up on the Avenues.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a pretty good school?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the best student in the class?
I don't know.
Didn't the teacher tell you? Well, I'll bet you are, anyway. What do you like to do?
I don't know.
What kind of games do you like to play?
What?
What kind of games do you like to play?
7-Up.
7-Up? They didn't play that one when I was a kid. What kind of a game is that?
Well, the whole class sits in their desk, except one row of children, and then the one row goes up, and then they say
heads down,
thumbs up, and then that's how it happens. And then they have their heads down, and if they're touched and they guess the right person, then they get to go up, and the person who it was has to sit down.
Well, that sounds like a good game. Let's talk to a couple of more here. How about you? What's your name?
Dave Goodman.
And where do you live?
171 F Street.
Same place. You must be the brother. Are you the youngest brother?
I'm the youngest.
And how old are you?
4.
Well, you don't quite go to school yet. What do you do when your sister is away to school?
Let's play.
Well, that's good.
I'm going to go to school.
Well, they're letting you in kind of early, aren't they? Well, good for you. How about you? What is your name?
I'm Kim Woodman. And how old are you?
13.
That puts you in what, the 7th grade?
8th.
8th grade. Well, good for you. You're probably a year ahead, aren't you?
No.
What school are you going to?
Bryant Junior.
Where's that in Salt Lake?
Oh, it's on 7th East, I think.
Uh-huh. What are your best subjects in school?
Art and music.
Good for you. What do you play?
I don't play anything. I just sing.
You sing?
Try anyway.
Well, good for you.
She kind of plays the piano a bit.
Oh, boy.
Good for her.
She plays Peter Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, big deal.
And I do, too.
You guys want to hear all this back now?
Okay.
Okay.
My father killed a kangaroo. And gave the grizzly bark to chew. Now what's a bad thing to do? To give me the shoe, the grizzly part of a dead kangaroo.
Go ahead.
Where'd
you get your
dark
eyes?
Ma,
I mean.
Popeye the Sailor Man, I live in a garbage can. I wanna go swimming with four-legged women. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, I got it. I got the curtain.
Listen, I'm going to fix this, our plates and bring in here.
No, thank you. We've got to run. The reason we've got to run is because our ward, they're doing something in our ward tonight that we're very curious to find out what it is. Whether they're dividing it or just what they're doing.
Okay, stay half an hour longer.
He's a ward officer.
Plate and bring in here.
Well, really appreciate your offer, but we just gotta go.
Well, then we'll have one, you know, soon. Huh?
Well, that'd be fine.
You come to Provo and see us.
Well, I won't now. I'm going down to Kelly and see if I can
bring your children.
Well, thank you. That would be nice.